Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of the Healing Fountain. And this is Gary Moore, along with my co-host, Jen Christie. And I'm in the USA, and we are having Independence Day today. It's a holiday. And for those of us in America, it's a silly American holiday. where they shoot off the fireworks, etc. Anyway, we're enjoying a beautiful day here, and Jen Christie from over in England, are you there?
I am. Can you
Hello.
Hear me?
We can hear you.
How are you?
I am perfect, and so are you.
Well, I'm glad you think that. I'm actually still eating my evening meal, so if I'm spitting bits of rice down the mic, don't bother. Anyway, it's great to be back, and we have the most wonderful special guest today, another young lady from England, by the name of Chrissy Astill. Now, she signed in, and it looks like her name is Chrissy Astill, but it's not. It's Chrissy Astill. And she's written books, which she's going to tell us about in a little while, which is the founder of Educating Heart and Soul Courses. And she specializes in spiritual and personal development using our universal connection with the angelic realms, which is just up my street because I just love the angelic realms. Anyway, so we'll be bringing Chrissy on shortly, and It's great to see everyone in the chat room, and it's also, sorry?
Yes, hello everyone. It's good to see everyone.
Because they all help to co-create the wonderful energy that we always have in the Healing Fountain. And helping also to co-create this wonderful energy is this first song I'm going to play. It's 100,000 Angels by Bliss, and it's our favorite song. And Chris's.
Love it.
Tell you your own story.
Have you unmuted me?
Yes.
Thanks. Wow, that was bliss. Absolutely beautiful voice she has. And she really sets the tone for this evening's show.
I love that song. That's a lovely, lovely song.
I think I was speaking there with my mic muted.
Nope, we could hear you.
Oh, could you? I was going to say it probably made more sense than normally.
That's okay. Yeah. Most of my pontifications and you know, profound revelations have all been done while I was on mute.
Well, yes, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could hear me because I was muted, I thought. Anyway, so I'll have to remember that I wasn't because I might be saying things I shouldn't be. Okay, but I was going to say something I should be saying, that we do have a couple of callers on the switchboard now, but we will be taking callers after we've done the ceremonies, because we don't really want to start off with the callers first off,
right,
because we have a few things to do first. And one of them is to post the link for a beautiful YouTube that Chrissy has created, which we're going to watch in a minute.
Okay. And just simply say to the callers, if you do wish to speak later on in the show, and you know, we'll leave you on so you can listen, but if you do wish to speak later, just press 1 on your keyboard, on your keypad, to let us know.
Mm.
And I'll go ahead and paste the link to that video into the chat room again. I've done that already a couple of times. And for those of you who just arrived, go ahead and click the link, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room that lets us know that you're ready, and we will begin the video.
Okay, but before we play the video, I'm going to put my heart up to let you know that I'm ready, but before we actually play it, we're going to bring Chrissy on to speak, and then we'll do the countdown to play it. And as I said, Chrissy has created this beautiful video. And she's going to come on and speak to us. But she's written, she's got a new book coming out, haven't you, Chrissy? Are you there, Chrissy?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hiya.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really pleased to be here after all the technical difficulties I had.
We are honored to have you.
We had. Welcome to the club today. Because it's a whole new switchboard, and it's a whole new ball game, and I couldn't even log in at host tonight. Today. So, never mind, it was, we're here now. So, tell us about your new book.
I'd love to tell you about my new book. It's called Gifts from Angels. Gifts from Angels is really all about true stories. So, it's all the lovely true stories that people have written to me over the years, particularly partly my own story of how I got into this and childhood stories where I connected with angels. And so, it's lots and lots of lovely stories of people being healed, people being saved, people receiving wisdom, and it's just amazing. And really interesting situations, like a little boy that suddenly knocked on my door, and he'd walked 7 miles from the nearest town. And we live in a really remote area, a tiny little village on the Suffolk-Essex coast, border. So this little boy knocked on the door, and he'd walked for miles and miles, and we don't even live on the main road. We live on a tiny turning, and he knocked on the door and said he'd run away. And I invited him in. Yeah, it turned out he was very, very small, but he was 12, And it turned out that this little boy did have learning difficulties, and the helicopters had been out for hours looking for him. And it was just, as he walked in, I have a massive tapestry on my staircase of an angel. And as he walked in, he just looked up at this angel and he said, "I love angels." And it was almost as if he'd been kept safe by the angels and brought to a safe house. On a Saturday afternoon, we happened to be in, and then we rang for the police, and he was taken home, and it was all right. But it was stories like this where I felt that it was absolutely, unquestionably divine guidance. So it's a super read. I hope everybody will get a copy of it, because they're true. Every one of them is true, sent to me or family of mine. None of them come off the internet or anything like that. They're all personal true stories. And they're all gifts. I believe that everything that happens in life is a gift, a divine gift. And we relate to angels because they're so beautifully simple to relate to, and they're non-threatening. People that don't have any particular religion or belief system can talk to angels knowing that they're not being judged, they're being loved, and they're being healed. So it's a real passion of mine. So, yeah, that's the new book, but, you know, I've been talking to angels all my life, I think.
And what's the title again, and where can the book be found?
Well, the title is Gifts from Angels, and it is available for pre-order on Amazon already. It will be out in the shops from the 1st of September.
Do you have a website also through which one can purchase this book?
Absolutely. It's www.angellight.co.uk. angellight.co.uk, and as soon as the book is in my sticky mitts, I'll be very happy to sign copies and send them out to people.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
And I just posted that link to the website.
Sarah. I was just typing that in, but you're the fastest finger in the West.
I'm all over it. That's right.
Right. And tell us about the angel that you saw personally, Chrissy.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was probably around 1999, 2000, and I'd been living on my own for a couple of years. I'd had a huge life change, gone back to nursing, left my family business, my kids had grown up, and I was literally sitting on the sofa in my apartment looking out to the sky, and I was reading a book. I'd been reading this amazing book where the angels, written by a woman who had been a priest, and she'd written a liturgy to the angels asking them to be used for healing. I'd been reading this and I found it really, really emotional and very moving. And I literally lifted my face to the sky and said, "You know, I've dedicated my life to you. I do everything you ask me to do. I'm answering your every whim. Wherever you send me, I go. Why can't I see you?" And as I blinked in the sky was a most amazing cloud formation. And I walked, I got up, I stood up and I walked to my huge big window, my patio windows, and I looked out and I thought, goodness, this isn't a cloud. This is real. And it had two pairs of wings, which is why I realized it wasn't a cloud. It had one pair of wings folded and one pair of wings reaching right up to the sky. And the gown, the garment that this being was wearing began to move in the breeze. And I looked into the face, because in my meditations I see lots and lots of faces. And so I was hoping that I would recognize this being as a master or a being that I would know. But there was no face, just the brightest, brightest light that I couldn't even look into. And then two hands came from the angel towards me in an amazing gesture of kind of a giving and also a receiving gesture. And I knew that the angel was welcoming me and loving me and just giving me love. And as the angel moved away and drifted off into the sky, it left behind an amazing heart shape in the sky, and the brightest cerise pink. And I knew that the angel was telling me that I was working with the realms of the angels of love. And it was just so phenomenal. Tears just rolled down my face, and I had to be saying, don't leave me here, don't leave me here, take me with you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, gorgeous story. And the angels are everywhere, aren't they? And Moses got information about the communion with angels some 8,000 years ago, and which the Essenes continued to use, didn't they? And you still use them, don't you? Morning, noon, and night.
I do.
The communion with angels.
I do.
Me too. I do.
I'm really involved now with the Essenes, the new Essenes. I'm actually the chair of the Essene Network International, which is a small group of people here in the UK. But people believe in the Essenes all over the world. There's an amazing map that someone has made of people who believe in the Essene teachings. And, of course, there are lovely books now from people who have done past life regression. And,
yeah.
With people who know they were there, who know that 2,000 years ago they walked with the being that we now know as Christ. But I'm also an Essene minister, so I'm able now to consecrate sites and do hand fastings and baby blessings and funeral services. So
lovely.
I can bring all those, I can bring those Essene communions in to everyday practical, down-to-earth nature. Wonderful. Walking with the trees and looking up at the trees and saying, hail to thee, great tree. You know, it's very grounding. It's a beautiful grounding way of connecting the heavenly source with the earthly mother and knowing that we're all part of everything that is.
Yes, so, it is, isn't it? The Monday evening one is the communion with the Angel of Peace, and that inspired me to write the hymn to the Angel of Peace. And in fact, Sean Bradley uses them every day on his Heart to Soul prayer channel on live stream, and he uses the Essenes every day, the Essene communions. And I think they're just fantastic. And they set you up for the day, don't they?
So,
you know, when you start off the communions at morning with whatever it is for that day, it's just really wonderful way to start the day and so empowering as well.
It is, and the words are so beautiful, they're so poetic, and the translations that we use are by a guy called Bordo Zeke, Hungarian, but they're taken from the Dead Sea Scrolls. And interesting, I just find it so fascinating that these particular scrolls that he has translated were hidden. They were actually hidden in the Vatican. And he was a PhD student, and he was looking at translating Aramaic scripts as part of his PhD thesis. And he knew the guy who worked in the library at the Vatican. So he sneaked him in, and amongst all these amazing scrolls lying around, he found some hidden under the pile. And these are the ones that we use in the Essene communions. So it's fascinating. Of course, it's denied. It's denied. Say no more. But it's very, very beautiful, very beautiful. I mean, tonight it's peace, angels of peace, be always everywhere.
Yes.
I try and tweet them as often as I can, but there's only a tiny little bit you can put in a tweet.
Right, there is, yes. They don't let you write very much. Anyway, we're going to play your video that you've created, and it's on YouTube, and the link is there.
Okay, let me just tell you that my colleague.
Oh, yeah, tell us about it.
My colleague Richard and I did a masterclass recently, because I'm a trained facilitator, a spiritual facilitator, and I want to help people learn how to run workshops safely and effectively. So I ran a masterclass to help people to do that. And to end the 2 days, Richard, my colleague, produced this. Part of this is half of it. It was 20 minutes. And there's the theme behind the pictures. The words are, you know, promise yourself to be the best being that you can be. But the music is from my CD, On the Wings of Angels. So I hope you'll all enjoy it.
And was it Richard that created the music for you?
No, it was a super bloke called Mark Hughes, who actually... Yeah, he wrote the song used by Diana Cooper on her World Angel Day, the first one in 2000, and he created a song about angels, the angel song for that. And then he's a friend, so he created this super CD for me too. So I'm really lucky. You know what it's like, Jan. You know, when you're involved with angels, everybody you meet is just gorgeous and lovely.
That's true. Yeah.
Things for one another, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. The guy that does my videos is actually online in the chat room today, and his name is Starbexer, and he does a wonderful job of my videos.
Yes,
of my songs. He makes great videos. So, we'll ask everybody to pause the player, and then when I count you down, we shall play the beautiful video. Okay, so are you ready for the countdown now, Gary?
I think we're ready. So go ahead in your own inimitable fashion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll start now because we're about 7 seconds behind you.
Okay.
So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Thank you.
Right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. And we like to make a ceremony out of lighting the candles, because lighting the candle is synonymous with having your own candle lit. Your own candle that lets your light shine anywhere you go. You can't light another candle from an unlit candle. So you need to have your candle shining to inspire everyone else. We also light the candle to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And because fire added to prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world. And Chrissy is very kindly going to invite our angelic realm. Thank you, Chrissy.
We'd like to invite the angels to be here. Invite the angels, earth, air, fire, and north, south, east, and west. The archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Joseph, Raphael, that the archangel Metatron and Thunderbolt, and all our personal guardians to be around the light and healing energy.
Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related.
Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
That was beautiful, really beautiful. Thank you. The next meditation we're going to do is called Being the Angel You Are, and it invites you to really accept that within you is the ability to be an angel on earth, to connect with the angelic realms. And there's a little bit at the beginning just kind of inviting you, if you're not used to meditation, just 1 minute of telling you that if you want to make a journal and write things down that you're given, because you're always given gifts in your meditations. So please breathe deeply and really enjoy this. But the first minute is just talking about meditation. So be the angel you are. Thanks, Gary.
As with any guided visualization, the idea is to bring into your mind symbols, signs, words, visions, colors, smells, anything that invokes the imagination to produce a vision for you that will help you on your spiritual journey. Sometimes this is very hard to understand, but if you keep a journal and you write them down, you will find eventually that the threads come together, creating a beautiful picture, and it all begins to make sense. Don't worry if you can't visualize easily. Like everything else, it takes practice. The most important is that you relax and enjoy it. This visualization is called Being the Angel You Are. Allow yourself a quiet moment, turning off your mobile, lighting a candle, perhaps sitting with flowers or your favorite crystals, and importantly, have your feet on the floor and your back straight. And as you sit straight, close your eyes and rest your hands on your lap and start to consciously breathe in and breathe out, feeling the breath on your nostrils. So breathing in and breathing out, imagine your favorite color. Visualize the color brightly, and in each inhalation, breathe in this beautiful color right down into your lungs and through your body. As you breathe out, allow your body to relax, softening the muscles and letting go of any tension you may be holding. Breathe in the color through your head, down into your neck, your back, down your arms, through your chest, your stomach, down into your legs, through your feet, and down through into the ground. Allow the color to seep through your pores, and imagine yourself surrounded in this beautiful colored light. Now, calling to your guardian angel, invite the angel to come closer to you, to stand behind you, to spread his or her wings around you, and imagine that you can feel the warmth through your back. As the angel spreads beautiful white wings around you, imagine that you can feel the feathers on your face. Allow yourself to bask in the light and the love from this beautiful, strong, protective angel. Visualize the angel's hands held above your head, blessing you. Now feel the angel's hand gently touching the back of your neck. Feel each vertebrae as if it were coming alive in your spine. As the angel gently touches each nodule of your spine, let any stiffness melt away in the touch. If any part of your back feels stiff or uncomfortable, imagine that the angel's touch is melting away and healing your back, strengthening and loosening every vertebrae of your spine. And now imagine that the angel is touching your shoulder blades very gently, blessing them, and with hands on your shoulders, opening two large folded wings that you have had there since the beginning of time, forgotten and unused. And as the angel opens your wings, lovingly stroking them and stretching them, feel the weight on your back. Feel the power in your back. Imagine these beautiful, majestic wings finally stretching, finally reaching out, finally becoming the angel that you truly are. And let go of all self-judgment. Love yourself. Feel totally loved, the unique and beautiful being that you are. And while your angel has stretched your wings, supporting you and loving you, ask that you may also be given a vision, a message, a symbol, a picture, or a word that will help you on your spiritual journey. A human angel on a journey of service. You may feel guided to offer yourself in service to friends, family, your higher self, to the angels, to nature, to humanity, service to God. Go wherever you feel your path is leading you. Your journey, your soul's path. Ask to be shown how you may serve for the highest possible good and the highest purpose of all. As the angel strokes your wings, feel a sense of clarity in your mind and the love in your heart to help you on your journey. And as the wings are carefully folded back into place and you can sense their invisible location hanging from your shoulder blades, the angel again blesses you. Feel the blessing through every cell of your body. Know that you are guided. Know that you will always be in the right place at the right time. And thank the angel with all your heart. Now bring your consciousness back into the chair that you're sitting in. And breathe slowly, breathing your energy back into your body, consciously breathing in and breathing out, feeling your weight on the chair, your feet on the ground, breathing in and breathing out. Wiggle your toes and clench your fingers. You may wish to stroke your face with your hands. Bring your full consciousness back into the room now. And very slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes.
Right now it's time to close our chakras. And to do that, go to the top of your head and pretend you have doors. Closing the crown chakra. Down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, no, the navel chakra, closing that one. And then down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the purple pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet or next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to the rest of the angelic realm for joining us today. And we ask that they be in archives for people listening later. Thank you. And I think Chrissy's going to take some callers. Are you coming back on, Chrissy?
I am here. If anyone would like to ask any questions, I'm certainly here.
We have two callers on the line already that have been waiting patiently, and they both have hands up for questions on. And I'll get the first one. The first one is a caller from the 229 area code. So I'll go ahead and bring you on. 229, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jay. I'm calling from North Carolina, and I resonate at a pretty high level, but I think you've been going through.
On the line then?
What's that?
We have an echo, and you were repeating
that's
yourself.
That's okay. It's been taken care of. Go ahead.
Oh,
Jay.
That's good.
You want me to go ahead?
Okay, you're still there. Yeah, you speak.
Go ahead, Jay. Continue. Do you have a question for Chrissy?
Well, I seem to be going in highs and lows. It's like I am really good for a while, and then I hit these lows, and I can't seem to maintain that high, vibration of love.
So Jay, are you asking me how to, or are you asking me if that's okay? Because go on.
I'm asking. Yeah, I'm missing something because it's kind of like I'm bipolar. I'm up, and then down. Up, and then down. And I know that, you know, if you operate from the source of love, that you are up, but still I'm hitting these lows.
Yeah. I think, well, if you don't mind me saying, I hope you're not being too hard on yourself, because the human condition is actually to try and work towards balance. You may have a really high angelic vibration, but you are experiencing a human experience of life this time, and you will feel heavy sometimes. And because you're so sensitive, Jay, you are going to pick up on the negative energies that surround you sometimes. So be really good at protecting your energies. Protect yourself. Surround yourself in a beautiful bubble of protective light. And ask Michael to be with you. Call your angels in front, behind, and to the sides of you. But mainly, don't be hard on yourself, because remember that as the pendulum swings, it always passes the center twice. So, you know, you are more balanced than you think you are. when you're having the blissful highs, just enjoy it. And when you're having the lows, just remember that part of the human experience is to experience everything. So don't be hard on yourself, expecting yourself to be blissful all the time. That you'd burn out. That wouldn't be natural. So when you're in those quieter moments, just sit with it. Ask yourself what it's telling you and ask the angels to come and help to relieve the negative energy and just space yourself so that when you go back into the swing of the high again, you're just lovingly grateful to be there. But please don't be so hard on yourself. We all do that. We all swing. We all go from high to low and back again. And just enjoy those middle and high moments, accepting the negatives as part of the shadow side of who we are. Hope that helps.
I will try to be less harsh on myself. Maybe that is what's happening.
I think it might be. I think it might be. Accept and love every bit of you, even the negative bits, even the moody bits and the sad bits. Accept the whole of you and carry yourself into the light with more patience, perhaps. And I'm sure you'll enjoy being who you are instead of criticizing who you are.
Well, I don't think I'm criticizing. I don't really think I'm criticizing. I just am unsure whether I'm unsure what the negative or the bringing me down is from, because my life is actually quite good.
Good. Well, that's very reassuring. I'm sorry if criticizing sounds harder than I mean it to be. But when you notice the negatives about yourself, it is coming from a judging place. So if you are accepting yourself and loving yourself for who you are, then those judgments aren't quite so noticeable. But if your life's good and you're loving the blissful moments, remember the mystics went into lifetimes of being a recluse in order to be in that bliss that they've sought, and it's not possible to be there all the time. So sometimes we have to just accept the negatives. But don't worry about it too much, because we do all have to go through those. And you may not be attracting it. It may be that it's just there and you're so sensitive that you're feeling it. So you might want to just avoid watching things that bring on those moments for you. Things like some films, some TV programs, some people. You know, you might be at that stage where you have to maybe choose not to spend too much time with certain people that have a heavier vibration than you do. Does that make sense?
Yes, I no longer watch TV, and I definitely have to avoid certain personalities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
just let me take an angel card for you. Jay, let me take an angel card for you. And the card that's coming up is actually, it's an Archangel Gabriel card. It's a beautiful card of an angel in the dark with all the stars around him, and he's carrying a lamp. He's carrying a big lamp, and he's got a staff in one hand. And this card is the card of guidance. So what this angel is saying to you is in the nighttime, in the dream, in your dreams, and when you go to bed at night, actually ask the angels to show you in your dreams how to move through this phase of your life. The card of guidance, Archangel Gabriel is asking, call on her to ask her for guidance while you sleep, to give you the answers that you seek. God bless. I hope that helps.
Thank you. I do go to sleep with intention a lot of times, and I don't specifically call on an angel, but I will try speaking to Gabrielle.
Especially at the moment when you move. Yeah, it'll really help. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay,
Jay.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And you can, I'll go ahead and mute you. You can stay on the line or hang up either way.
And we have one more guest, too, and we only have time to be the one guest.
We have two callers left. We've got 13 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
And we have a 573 area code. Who's next? I'll go ahead and bring them on. 573, you are on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pam from Missouri, and I feel like I'm supposed to ask you that there's a message for me.
if there's a message for you.
I'm sorry?
Would you like a message? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, just wait 1 second, and I will... I'm taking one of the cards from the Angel Insights. They're the ones I relate to because they're my own cards. I'm just going to ask them. Can you just repeat your name for me again?
Pam.
Pam from Missouri.
Okay.
Pam from Missouri.
Hi, Pam from Missouri.
Okay, Pam. The message that I've got for you is actually... from Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Uriel, if you know, is the angel of the earth, but also
uh-huh.
the angel of service, and one of the most powerful angels in our universe. This angel, the card that I've just picked out for you, is the card of charity. Now, obviously, charity also means love. It also is it's not just about giving. It's not just about putting your hand in your pocket and giving to the boxes. It's actually showing an angel, and she's sitting, she's knitting. And she's knitting a long, long scarf that goes round and round the earth. And she's actually sewing love into every stitch. And in the sky all around her are hearts. So she's sewing love into every stitch. And the message from this card, Pam, is only do the things that you can do with love. Anything that people are putting demands on you that need you to rush around and do things for them, if they are, only choose to do the things that you can do with love. It's quite easy eventually to learn how to say no lovingly, so that you don't do things that you may resent. Only the things that you really can do by putting love into it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the message. Steer clear of the things that you can't do unless you really can put love into it. Anything that causes resentment, learn to say, I'd love to, but I can't do that at the moment for you. I really would like to perhaps another time, but I can't do it now. You know, we've got to learn how to be a little more discerning in the things that we crush ourselves by taking on.
Right.
And that's
whatever
message
I can put my heart and soul into is the right way to go then.
Absolutely. Just the things that you can put love into.
What moves
you
to action. Right.
Thank you. Good advice for all of us there.
Yeah, no kidding.
From Chrissy.
Thank you.
Thank you,
You're
Pam.
You're welcome, Pam. God bless.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah.
Have we got time for another quick? Because I have to be very quick or else we won't have time to play the Santana track for you, Chrissy.
We do have one more call. It's a 954 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on quickly. 954, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Darlene and I'm calling from Florida. And my question is, do I have a message from an angel?
Hi, Darlene from Florida.
Hi.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
That's a lovely name.
Listen, thank you.
I'm just going to quickly do exactly the same as I did for the last call. I'll take one of the cards for you. I'm asking for a message for Darlene. And the message that I have is actually from Archangel Raphael. So it's a beautiful card, Darlene. It's a green card. It's asking you to find balance by going more into nature, but to actually learn to really connect with the Archangel Raphael for healing. And imagine the beautiful wings of green light surrounding you. But learning to take it into every cell and constantly saying to yourself, every cell in my body works in perfect harmony. So only allowing harmonious things into your life and getting rid of anything that causes the nerves to jangle. Okay? And you can do that by calling Raphael in and really breathing in that green light. But find some space. You need to find some space and some balance in order to connect with that energy for healing.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Chrissy.
As well. And we'll press play on the Santana song and give it a couple of minutes spin.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you, Chrissy. That was fabulous.
Thank you, Chrissy, yes.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
That's a great track. I've got people typing in the chat room about closing your chakras. And if you're quite new to meditating, you're as well closing them as much as you feel comfortable, because it does protect you from letting through information all the time. And it's when you meditate that you open them, because you want information to come through at that time, but you maybe don't want it to come through at 4 o'clock in the morning, which is when I get most of mine. It can actually wear you out if you're not used to meditating and not used to closing off the information when you don't want to get it. So we always
like leaving mine wide open all the
time. I do now, but I've been meditating for about 10 years. But people
that way all the bits can come in. The good bits, the not so good bits.
Yeah, that's true.
The happy bits, the naughty bits, all of them.
And if you've also if you have constructed the domes of light around yourself and your family and your property and your house or your home or whatever, you don't need to close your chakras. But a lot of people haven't yet constructed the domes, which are constructed by conscious living beings, conscious light beings. Some people may call those angels. And, so anyway, I think it's time to say goodnight, God bless, and thank Chrissy for the fabulous show. And we hope you come back, Chrissy.
Yes,
Chrissy. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And next week we have Kristen Rosamilia, who is also on the Gold Ring. That's the goldring.wetpaint.com for people who want to check out the website where we all hang out. There's about 5,000 and odd of us on there.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to you. Is it 5,438, I think, last time I looked?
Goodness.
And thank you, Gary, for hosting tonight.
Thank you again, Chrissy, and thank you, all of you. And for those of you in America, have a happy and safe holiday. And we've got about 3 minutes left, maybe a little less. Maybe we can go out with a bit of a song.
Yeah, I'm going to play the new track, actually. I actually got it about an hour ago, and I just uploaded it quickly in time for the show. And it's called Love is in the Religion. It is a house beat. It's mainly for younger people to get the message, but I'll give it a spin.
Okay. Love it.
Thank you. Good night, bless.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
I love
Thank you
all.
To the callers as well.
Bye.